Welcome back here on Regional Radio as we continue our coverage of our Dream Team athletes from our Dream Team of the Spring Sports here in 2019. And with me now I have on the line Callie Seabaugh from St. Vincent High School. She's a forward for the soccer team, and she had a fantastic season this year. And obviously, Callie, we'll just start off right with being selected to the Dream Team. That means that the area coaches recognize you as one of the best athletes in the sport in the area. So just right off the top, what does that mean to you to get that recognition as a Dream Team athlete?
It's honestly great that they can take their attention away from their own team and look at other players. It's really honestly an honor to get this recognition.
Yeah, you put a lot of work as an athlete, and just getting the recognition for it is always, really just a cool part of it. And obviously, you guys have had some success over at St. Vincent, and obviously, you've had a lot as well. And just any coaches in particular, or any mentors that you've had in your time at St. Vincent that have helped to really develop your game as an athlete?
Honestly, our coach, Caitlin Pistorio, she was a great coach throughout my 4 years, and she was a big reason as to why we went to state 3 years in a row. Another part for me personally was Christy Steinbecker. She was a therapist, and she really helped me get back for this season, so I can't thank her enough, really.
Yeah, and obviously you mentioned it right there, a tough way to go out last year with the knee injury, and you missed all of last year due to that injury, and then you came back this year and you were just on a roll seemingly from the jump. What was that process like for you to get back to the field after that injury, and what was it like early on in the season as you were playing with that coming off that injury and just trying to kind of get back into the swing of things?
Honestly, it was a lot of overcoming my own personal fears. But it really helped to have all the support from my family, friends, coaches, and teammates around me. So, honestly, it sucked a lot, but having, like, all that support, it just made it so much easier.
Yeah, coming back from a season to missing a whole year due to injury is tough in and of itself. And then a lot of people don't realize that coming back and trying to get back to where you were before, that can be just as hard. But, hey, you came back onto the pitch and you came storming back and really had a terrific season. So, yeah, like you said, though, you guys had a lot of success while you were there at St. Vincent, a couple of state runs. What was that experience like, getting to be on that high caliber of a team?
Honestly, the past 2 years were just a great experience in general. I mean, this year, too. It's just this year was a lot harder, I would say. Nobody really expected us to go as far this year after we lost, like, some of the seniors last year and the year before. So we really just had like a lot of underclassmen and freshmen especially step up this season. And they did a great job.
Yeah, well, back-to-back state championships in 17 and 18, and then a second place finish this year. I mean, that is a pretty incredible run of success for you guys. So I'm sure that was just a lot of fun. And you're going to be heading off to Mizzou next year for college. And you're just a fantastic student, 4.19 GPA. So what are you going to be interested in studying when you get down there to Mizzou?
Communication sciences and disorders. So on like the speech pathology path.
Oh, very cool. And what do you want to do with that?
Just be a speech pathologist, hopefully for children, not really in like the school setting, but just kind of like a clinical thing.
Well, that's awesome. Always love to hear when someone is going into or interested in going into a field that helps others. So that's awesome. I'm sure you'll have a lot of success with it, just like you have throughout your high school career. And again, Callie, just can't congratulate you enough on the team success over your time there and your personal success while you were at St. Vincent playing soccer. And can't commend you enough for being able to come back from that injury and having such a terrific season, because it's not easy, and you certainly were able to really go out and put together a strong season this year. 12 goals, 7 assists, multiple game-winning goals, and a couple assists on some game-winning goals as well. So not only putting it together out on the field, but some might say even a little bit of a clutch factor for Callie Seabaugh. So a terrific, terrific career at St. Vincent, and capped it off with a Dream Team nod here in 2019. So Callie, we appreciate you taking some time to talk to us, and congratulations again on the Dream Team nomination.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. All right. That is Callie Seabaugh from St. Vincent High School, a forward for the soccer team. She'll be heading off to Mizzou next year. And great getting a chance to talk to her and all of our Dream Team athletes here on Regional Radio.